Morning. It is Monday, June the 3rd of 2024. Some light rain continues to fall, but as Brittany Merlot told us in the last hour, it does look like this rain is going to be ending very soon. A bit of a break in the weather. Probably get some more rain later on, but it's going to dry out at least a little bit coming up in just a few minutes, but still some light rain. Temperature stands at 61 degrees in downtown Wausau at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. I'm Chad Holmes. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up later in this hour, I want to delve a little bit into some of the topics I just was discussing outside the bubble with Oliver Burrows, because I do think that we got to bear in, I think, at some very important issues when it comes to where we are as a country, where we are as a political system, where we are as a judicial system. And I would really like to get some thoughts from you as well. Again, if you have an opportunity, please, you can join us here on our phone line, and you can also text us as well. But again, we're going to delve into that coming up a little bit more. I want to try to find your thoughts, because I do think there's some very important fundamental issues. And again, our number is 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. A call or text us coming up as we do discuss, I think, some of these issues. Also, it is time, as I mentioned in the first hour, our Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win Contest. We're going to do it all this week, all next week, Monday through Friday, Monday through Friday. And numerous chances to win. Seven different times during the course of the day, starting at 7 a.m. going through 7 p.m. A chance for you to be able to call in, I should say text in, and it's through the Civic Media app. Again, for this contest, strictly through the Civic Media app. You need to download the app, go to the App Store, go to the Google Play, and then be able to text in the keyword. And I'm going to give it to you in just a moment. But again, somebody this hour, somebody that texts in that keyword is going to win a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. You'll also be part, and everybody that texts in this hour is going to be part of a daily drawing at the end of the day. When we get through all seven of the opportunities to win, somebody's going to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level seats. And also, you have a chance as well to win a grand prize. And everybody that texts in, and every time that you text in, you get another opportunity to win. So if you text in every day, you get more opportunities to win. If you text in every hour that you hear it, you have more opportunities to win. So again, as you listen throughout the day, text in during Pat's show, text in during my show, text in during Jane Matinere, text in during Todd Alba, text in during the Devil's Advocates. Text in during Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Chances to win throughout the day and the evening. And every time you do text in, you're part of the drawing in order to win. So again, great chances to win. And the grand prize, two grand prize winners, a choice of a unique summer staycation. Getaways complete with gas to get you there and back. One of the staycations, Fort Atkinson College on the lake, including a pontoon boat. Another is Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores. Another is a Door County stay, the Ridges Inn and Suites. So again, lots of great prizes. We're doing it for 2 weeks, and we're very excited to be part of it on this show. So right now, get ready. It's time for the keyword. And also please note that the keyword changes every hour. So you can't use the same keyword during Jane's show. She will announce a new keyword. Same thing with Todd and with the Devil's Advocates and everybody else and Maggie Dawn. So again, every time that we do this, seven times a day, there's seven different keywords every day. So basically, you know, 49, 7 times 5, 35 a week, 70 total during the 2 weeks' time. But our keyword for this hour is I got to read my chart correctly. Our keyword this hour is civic, C-I-V-I-C, civic. So what you got to do right now, go to the Civic Media app, the fifth one down, Bow Falls Radio, and then text it in on the Bow Falls Radio. Click on the text button, and then just one word, civic, and hit send. Civic. That is the keyword for this hour, C-I-V-I-C. And again, somebody this hour will win a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. Everybody that texts in civic will be part of the daily drawing for a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level seats. And everybody that texts in will also be part of the grand prize drawing, one of two winners, for a staycation, a Scani staycation to either Fort Atkinson Cottage on the lake, including a pontoon boat, Lake Geneva stay at the Harbor Shores, Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. So again, seven times a day, so many chances to win, and so many different great prizes to win as well. But all you have to do is, again, download the Civic Media app. It is free. Go to your App Store. Go to your Google Play. Open up the Bow Falls Radio page, and right now, send in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic, in order to be part of the drawing for this hour, and then for today, and for the grand prize as well. So again, really good stuff. Really excited to have this and be part of this program as well. And again, we'll do it every day here on this show. We'll do it seven times a day during the course of the next 2 weeks here on the Civic Media Radio Network and Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. All right, well, time to say good morning and hello to our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Well, it was a big weekend. You had
Yes, it was. It was the opening weekend of anything goes. We had so much fun. Great audiences every night. They were actually pretty decent-sized crowds. And personally, I think Friday night was probably the most energetic.
Okay, opening night and Friday. Everybody feels good on Friday night.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, well, how did the shows go?
The shows were pretty... good. We got a lot of. It's always nice to have those audience responses. I mean, all the cheering and all the laughter. It really helps to add to the energy of the show. I mean, everybody did a great job. They worked hard, and we got a lot of positive feedback from the audience. So I think we are definitely in a very good shape. After our first weekend of performances. And then we get a few days off. We get to rest and heal up, and then we get to do it all again next weekend.
Yeah, you got five big shows coming up. It starts on Thursday night at 6:30. Then you have another show on Friday night at 7:30. Two big shows on Saturday, a matinee at 2 o'clock, and then a evening performance at 7:30. And then, of course, the final show, the bittersweet show, because it's the final show on Sunday, matinee at 2 p.m. So
there will be tears. I guarantee you of that.
Absolutely. So, again, it should be, if you haven't had a chance to see the show yet, and there's no, you missed three opportunities, but now you still have five more big opportunities to go and see it again. It's at the Center for Civic Engagement, the Venega Theater at the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point at Wausau Campus. And as we mentioned before as well, because this is important, this is a big show for the Wausau Community Theater. There's been some news reports about some of the financial difficulties that WCT has had. And I think this is a great opportunity not only to show the support for a very popular show. This is, again, Anything Goes, Cole Porter. It's won multiple Tonys, different times for revivals. It's been huge on the West End of London as well. It's just a really, really great show but also for the future of the Wausau Community Theater, for the future for performers, for the future of those that enjoy going out to see live theater. It's important right now to go out there and support this show. Go out there and buy a ticket and bring your friends, bring your family, try to fill up the theater and really help out the WCT, and also, of course, get a great evening of entertainment.
Absolutely. This is a very entertaining show. No doubt about that. I was looking for you after the first weekend of shows. I was not there this weekend.
I will be coming at some point this week. Mm-hmm. I was not able to get away Friday night or Saturday night. I just didn't want to go on Sunday afternoon. I want to see an evening show this time. Last time around, I saw a matinee, which is great. You know, but there's something I like going in the evening. I just feel like there's a different, like you said, Friday night. They're like that. There's, I think, a different energy in the evening, and I'm hoping to see. And again, I mean, who knows? Maybe I'll have to go to during the matinee. Sometimes the schedule works out that way, but I will be around. Don't worry about that. I'm making you. And you were saying last week about, oh yeah, these first shows are about get us into shape. Basically, I'm gonna go.
First shows are getting our feet wet.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna go there when you're running on all cylinders. You're really moving quickly, yes. and giving the best performances. So nothing but great performances coming up starting Thursday night. Do you get a chance to kind of chill here for the few evenings? You haven't had much of those, have you?
Yes. Today and tomorrow, I get the evenings off. And then Wednesday, we have just a kind of a pickup, a rehearsal, just to kind of get back into a swing of things. And then Thursday, we start all over again, brand new audiences, brand new opportunities, and a lot of fun. But Saturday will be the big day because...
Yeah,
Saturday,
two shows, yep.
The two show days are the ones where you have to be, well, you have to have a plan, or you have to pace yourself, you have to have a schedule. It's like, okay, when am I going to eat? Should I take a nap? Should I have a shower? Which I'll be taking a nap and a shower in between shows, I guarantee
you.
But it should be an awesome second weekend of shows. If you haven't got your tickets yet, you can still get them on the WCC website and the Facebook page, and you can also get them at the door as well.
Fantastic. So we'll be talking more about it. And again, if you haven't seen the show already, see it. If you've seen it, see it again.
Absolutely.
Five big opportunities starting Thursday going through Sunday. The time is 9:18. We'll have a sports update coming up and more on our civic media Scani Summer Text the Win contest as well. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And I mentioned that Civic Media app again because today is the start of the Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. Again, an opportunity for you to win 7 different times each weekday, this week and next week. 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. And during the course of each of our shows, whether it's Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, my program, Jane Mantinere, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn, The Devil's Advocates, and then finally in the evening, Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, we have 7 different opportunities where the host will announce the keyword during this hour. And right now, this is the hour during this show. The keyword is civic. Again, C-I-V-I-C. And it's real easy for you to have a chance to win. Again, every hour, Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. And then everybody that texts in will have an opportunity as well to win a daily prize, which is a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level seats. Outstanding seats, club level. I mean, you see it all. Up with the movers and the shakers in the club level. And then grand prize, two winners. A choice of one unique summer staycation, complete with gas to get you there and back. Fort Atkinson Cottage on the Lake, including a pontoon boat. Lake Geneva stay at the Harbor Shores. Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. Great, great stuff. Great, great prizes. And the only way to win is to send a text message to us through the Civic Media app and on the Bull Falls radio page. And what you have to do is download the Civic Media app. Again, wherever you get your apps, whether it's Google Play, whether it's the App Store, download the app. Real simple, real simple. And then open up Civic Media. I should say open up Bull Falls Radio. And you'll see buttons. You can call in. You can go to our website. You can email us. And you can also text us. And then just click on the button to text us. And all you have to do is put in that one word, Civic, for this hour. You have until 10 a.m. to do it, because after 10 a.m., then you're not eligible for this prize for this hour. So Civic, C-I-V-I-C. And again, not only you have a chance to win the hourly prize, you have a chance to win the daily prize, and you'll also be part of the drawing for the grand prize as well. So it's real simple. You send in one text, and you are part of all those drawings. You have a chance to win all those prizes. You could theoretically, with one text, win the hourly prize, win the daily prize, and win the grand prize as well. And the chances of winning are pretty good. Really, they are. Especially this hour. I'll give you a little secret. There's not a lot of texts that come in for 1 hour and one show. This is your best opportunity. This show is not on the entire network. This is on one station. One station here in the 9 o'clock hour. So you have a pretty good shot at winning that daily prize and, that hourly prize. And then, of course, you have a chance to win the daily prize and the grand prize as well. So, again, right now, text in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. That is our keyword for the hour, Civic, to be part of the Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. Again, you have a chance to win again with Jane Matinere and with Todd Alba, with Maggie Dawn, with the Devil's Advocates, and with Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, all coming up later today. And we'll do it again on this program tomorrow morning and every weekday morning for the next 2 weeks. Sports-wise, the Brewers continue to roll. Boy, oh boy, the Milwaukee Brewers, it's pretty amazing what they've been able to do so far this season. They were not expected to be the team at the top, not only in the National League Central, but one of the best records in the National League and in Major League Baseball. And the Brewers finished off a three-game sweep of the White Sox with a 6-3 win in Milwaukee yesterday. Jackson Churio, the rookie, belted a three-run homer. Gary Sanchez drove in a couple of runs as well for Milwaukee. And the Brewers' win streak extends to 5 games in a row. So, again, really impressive stuff for the Milwaukee Brewers. It was a good homestand as they took 3 of 4 for the Cubs and then took 3 in a row against the White Sox. Obviously, the Brewers winning these rivalry games against the Cubs and the Sox, but now it gets a little tougher. They travel to Philadelphia to open up a series tonight. Philadelphia, in fact, has the best record in the National League right now. In fact, the Phillies are just one half game behind the Yankees for the best record in Major League Baseball. Philadelphia has a record of 41 wins and 19 losses. The Brewers are 36-23, and the Brewers are stretching their lead out right now in the National League Central. They now lead the St. Louis Cardinals by 7 games and the Cubs by 7.5 games as we start off the month of June. So things are going well for the Brewers, but it's going to get tougher, and starting tonight with the opener against the Philadelphia Phillies. Also, over the weekend, our area softball teams that earned spots in the state tournament found out their seeding and exactly their time and their opponent for the start of the state softball tournament at the Goodman Diamond in Madison. The state softball tournament going on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in Madison. Among the teams from Central Wisconsin that have earned spots, Mosinee in Division II. Mosinee 28-1 on the season. They will take on, and they got the number one seed in Division II. They will take on number 4-seeded Lake Mills Lake Mills 23-4. That game will be a Division II semifinal Friday afternoon at 2:30. The winner of that game will take on the winner of the game between number 2-seeded New Berlin Eisenhower and number 3-seeded Waupun in the state championship game on Saturday. Other area teams that earned spots at the state tournament include Auburndale from the Marrowwood Conference South Division. Auburndale in Division IV, they are the number 3-seed, and they will take on number 2-seeded Cuba City in a semifinal Thursday evening at 6:30. Auburndale 21-3 on the season, Cuba City 22-2. Winner will move on to the state championship game Saturday against either number 1-seeded Fall Creek or number 2-seeded Coleman. A few Central Wisconsin schools involved in Division 5. Number 2-seed Pacelli takes on number 3-seeded Assumption at 8 a.m. on Friday in a state semifinal in D5. Pacelli is 26-2, Assumption 17-6. Thorpe is the number 4-seed in Division 5. They're 21-7. They will take on number 1-seeded Oakfield Thursday night at 8:30. It's interesting. Division 5, the first semifinal, 8:30 on Thursday night, and then the second semifinal on Friday morning at 8 a.m. And the winners will meet in the state championship game on Saturday morning. So good luck to the area teams heading down to state in high school softball. High school baseball continues with sectional play throughout the state tomorrow. Sectional semifinals and sectional finals all tomorrow in all divisions. Divisions 1, 2, 3, and 4 tomorrow throughout the state of Wisconsin. Coming up, another information update. News, weather, and sports all coming up. And then we're going to come back and delve a little bit deeper into some of the issues we talked outside the bubble in the last hour. Some concerning stuff from Oliver Burroughs in that first hour. I want to kind of delve into that after the information update. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. What you say? Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, want to remind you, again, we're going to keep reminding you, but it's the first day, maybe hitting it a little harder than we will moving forward, but want you to make sure that you know about, again, our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. It's, again, real simple. Just bring up the Civic Media app, click on Bow Falls Radio, click on text, and send the keyword for the hour. And again, this contest is not just for this program, but for all the programs on Civic Media. We'll have different hours, seven different chances to win every day, seven different winners will win every day Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Packs. There will be a daily winner of a pair of Milwaukee Brewer Club level seats and the grand prize, a choice of one unique summer staycation getaway, complete with gas to get there and back, including Fort Atkinson Cottage on the lake, including a pontoon boat, Lake Geneva stay at the harbor shores, and Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. So again, if you haven't sent in your text for this hour yet, what are you waiting for? Bring up your Civic Media app, bring up the Bow Falls Radio page, hit the text, and then just one word. All you have to do is type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic. That simple. And then you're in for today, for this hour. And the thing about it is you have more chances to win the daily prize and more chances to win the grand prize if you listen to, say, Pat's show in the morning or then after this, on air with Jane, Matt and Air. If you listen to Todd's show during the noontime period, if you listen to Maggie Dawn in the afternoons, Devil's Advocates, and Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, make sure you're tuned in at all those shows because they have a different keyword. Again, if you send Civic in during those hours, no, it ain't going to work. It's only for this hour. So again, Civic is the hour, this hour's keyword. I implore you to get that phone out there right now and give yourself a chance, because I want, it's a little bit of a competition here because all the shows kind of compete, and it makes me look good, and you want me to look good, right? By having the most people text in during our contest. And if the fewest people text in during my contest, or during this contest, then it makes me look bad. Well, you don't want me looking bad, do you? So please get on that. Get on it right now, and we'll be doing it every day this week and every day next week, Monday through Friday, during this show and throughout all the shows here on Civic Media. In the first hour, I hope you were tuned in, because we had an Outside the Bubble segment with Oliver Burrows. And I bring on Oliver because I've known him for a long time. I've worked with him for a number of years. Well, we don't agree politically. not very much at all. But it's good to find out what they're saying in terms of the conservative movement. And I found, again, some of these things that he said concerning the idea that he said it again. Last time he was on, he said it, that worries that we won't get to our 250th anniversary. And I got to say that that is exceptionally concerning in the fact that those in the MAGA movement, those in the Trump movement, those in the conservative movement would be willing to flush down the toilet the United States of America and its traditions for 250 years for Donald Trump. Donald Trump. This is the guy. This is the guy that they want to circle the drain with. Donald Trump. I mean, come on. Come on. As the president would say, come on, man. And also, I found, and I was a little surprised when he said this, that after an election that you shake hands and say, okay, it's time to move forward. It's time to govern. And the idea that Oliver doesn't like that. And I have to admit that over the years, I have had discussions with Oliver about the term compromise. And I know that he thinks that is a very dirty word. And there are those that are both on, I would say, the far right and the far left who feel like compromise is a dirty word, that you're selling out your principles, that getting something done is not worth selling out your principles. And then there's many that feel like, hey, we can move the rock up the hill. That if it, you shouldn't keep the rock at the bottom of the hill because you feel like you can't get it to the top of the hill in one push. That if you move that rock forward, that you get closer to your ultimate goal, then you're going to be able to get things done. Be able to ultimately get to that goal that everybody that is in your political camp wants to get to. But there are those that think, nope, the best way to get to the ultimate goal is to not pass half measures or quarter measures or three-quarter measures. They should be complete measures. But the idea that after an election, you don't shake hands, that you don't respect the will of the voters. And we've been there. Those that I think that are maybe more further away from the far right of American politics. There have been times where the candidate that you are furthest away from wins an election. Does that mean that you don't respect the will of the majority of the voters, whether it's in a community, whether it's in a state, or whether it's in the country? No. You get back to work. You try to fight hard against the policy. And I think, again, to be fair to what Oliver was saying, the idea is, no, I'm not going to stand and help an opponent pass legislation that I think is wrong. And I understand that. And there are times that you definitely have to fight in order to try and stop bad legislation. But at the same time, you still have to, I think, respect the will of the voters, the will of the majority, the will of the winners of an election. It doesn't mean you leave your beliefs at the door or beliefs, you know, outside. No, you still bring your beliefs and you still talk about your beliefs and you still fight for legislation you believe in and you still fight to stop legislation you feel that will hurt the people that you're trying to protect. But at the same time, the idea of not respecting the results of an election I found concerning as well. And really concerning is the idea, again, of people not saying, hey, this was a fair trial. Donald Trump treated this like a circus. Donald Trump was the one that didn't treat this correctly. The judge who is getting railed on by the far right of this country continued to bend over backwards to give Trump opportunities. Donald Trump, again, and Oliver said that, oh, there's some concern about the whole idea of gag orders and of being, you know, not legal. Fine, you can have that argument, but there have been gag orders in trials for many, many years. And until you and others on the conservative side are able to have gag orders banned, you still have to follow them. And Donald Trump didn't. And Donald Trump easily could have been thrown in jail many times during that trial. Donald Trump, again, came out and said, I really wanted to testify. Donald Trump could have testified. Donald Trump could have got on that stand and explained everything that he knows that would have made him an innocent man. But he didn't do it. Again, you can't not testify and then say, oh, I really wanted to testify. If he wanted to testify, he could have got up there. But we all know why he did not testify. Because when you testify in court, you put your hand down and you say, I solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. And when you do that, you are then liable for prosecution if you lie. Unlike when Donald Trump gets in front of these microphones over and over again and tells provable lies. But you can't send Donald Trump to prison for telling lies in front of cameras and microphones. But you could send Donald Trump to prison if he gets on the stand and lies and you can prove that he lied. So that's why he didn't testify, not because for whatever reason that his lawyers told him, oh, you don't need to, you're going to win. 0-34. And there were 12 citizens of the state of New York that also pledged that they would be fair and impartial jurors. And there was a number of days where both the prosecution and the defense lawyers went through many, many, many potential jurors. And when they saw somebody that you could tell based on their answers would not be impartial, they got removed. They worked through that system. They worked through the process and ultimately had 12 citizens who did their part as part of this American system. And it frankly disgusts me that all these right-wingers who talk about law and order, talk about the rule of law, when their hero, Donald Trump, is convicted, not once, not twice, not 10 times, not 20 times, not 30 times, but 34 out of 34 times, guilty, guilty, guilty. I'm not going to say guilty. I should say guilty 34 times. I'm not going to do that. But that they're going to be willing to take down our judicial system because of Donald Trump. And especially those that have ignored the amount of money that has been funneled into Clarence Thomas's bank account by conservative activists over the last couple of decades. That was okay. No problem with the justice system then. No problem with him and others like Alito, who are that are tarnished in some way. I won't use some of the words that I could, but tarnished. You don't hear them saying anything about the system falling apart in that way. But if Donald Trump, who has been flaunting the law for decades and is finally being called to account, but if Donald Trump is convicted, and again, I want to ask all these people, do you really think he's innocent based on all the evidence that's out there? Why do you pay money to a porn actress if you didn't do anything? It makes no sense. None. It's just craziness. It's craziness. But again, the idea of civil war, the idea of our country not making it to 250th anniversary. And again, just to be fair to Oliver, I don't mean to be judgmental, but time to time he'll bring up the both sides isms. And this is not a both sides problem. This is a problem of the mega right. This is a problem of the mega right basically trying to tear down plank by plank by plank the building blocks of our American system. And that's why it's important to learn about what the issues are beyond the individuals of these elections. And something I'm going to talk about tomorrow on this program is Project 2025. And I think many of you know about Project 2025, but many people don't. And I think it's vitally important to learn about Project 2025 and what the MAGA Republicans are planning should Donald Trump be returned to the White House. The time is 9:49 here on this Monday morning. Coming up, it's our daily history lesson and also our number of the day quiz with Ian. That's all coming up here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Welcome back to At Home Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, down to the final few minutes, you have to get in that keyword for the hour by 10 o'clock. And again, the keyword for our Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest is Civic. C-I-V-I-C. And again, all you have to do is go to the Civic Media app, open up the Bull Falls Radio page, and then click on the text button and send in Civic. Real simple. And one of the people in this hour will win a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. There will be a daily winner taking all seven of the opportunities to win for a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats. And our grand prize after 2 weeks will be a unique summer staycation getaway, complete with gas to either Fort Atkinson Cottage on the Lake, including pontoon boat, Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores, Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. Again, few minutes to go. Deadline for this hour is 10 o'clock, and then Civic is off the board for our keyword. But Civic is the keyword for this hour. Civic, C-I-V-I-C. And please get to that app. Make me look good. And also give yourself a chance to win as well. Civic, keyword for the Scani Summer Text to Win contest for this hour. Today is the third day of June of 2024. It is day number 155. Day number 155, 211 days remaining in this year. And some famous events have occurred on June the 3rd on this date in history. The poem in 1888, the poem Casey at the Bat by Ernest Lawrence Thayer was published in the San Francisco Examiner. The mighty Casey struck out. On this date in 1964, the Rolling Stones debuted on U.S. television on the ABC series Hollywood Palace. Dean Martin hosted the show. On this date in 1980, the NBA Board of Governors voted to make the three-point field goal a permanent part of pro basketball. On this date in 1981, Pope John Paul II left a Roma hospital and returned to the Vatican 3 weeks after an attempt on his life. On this date, June the 3rd of 1982, Elvis Presley's Memphis mansion, Graceland, opened as a tourist attraction. On this date in 1989, China's government sent troops to force protesters out of Tiananmen Square after 7 weeks of occupation. On this date in 2017, the Amazing World of Dr. Seuss Museum opened in Springfield, Massachusetts. On this date in 2019, Jay-Z was named the first billionaire rapper by Forbes magazine. And on this date, on 2 years ago today, 2022, the original Gerber baby, Ann Turner Cook, died at the age of 95. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Actor Penelope Wilton of Downton Abbey in Afterlife is 78. The First Lady of the United States, Jill Biden, is 73. TV journalist Anderson Cooper is 57. Tennis pro Rafa Nadal is 38. And Ann Winters of 13 Reasons Why and Grand Hotel is 30. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Special events being acknowledged this week. It is America the Beautiful Week. It is Bed Bug Awareness Week. It is Flag Football Week. It is Headache Awareness Week. It is Pet Appreciation Week. And today, it is Impersonate Authority Day. It is Love Conquers All Day. It is TGIM Day. Thank God it's Monday.
I don't know about that one.
Chocolate Macaroon Day. Egg Day. Itch Day. And leave the office
early day. I remember that one. I heard on the radio.
Leave the office early day. All right. It's time for our number for the day.
Yes.
And every day we give Ian an opportunity to get the number of the day correct. I give him three choices. That means you should get one out of three. That's 33%.
That's right.
Good weeks are above 33%. Bad weeks are below 33%. Last week was not a good week. It was a zero week.
No, it was a
zero. Zero for four because we had Memorial Day, so only 4 days.
Yes.
So today we're going to start off a new week. We're going to try to get you off to a winning start.
All right.
Our number for the day today, the number of elevators in the United States of America.
Elevators.
The number of elevators in the U.S.
Okay.
Is the correct answer 500,000 elevators in the United States? Is the correct answer 700,000 elevators in the United States? Is the correct answer 900,000 elevators in the United States?
So at least it's under a million.
Yep, it's okay. Under a million.
500,000, 700,000, or 900,000?
How many elevators are in the United States?
That's a lot of elevators either way, but okay. Don't overthink this. 500,000, 700,000, 900. I'm going to say 700,000. I'm going to meet in the middle. It's my final answer.
The correct answer, number of elevators in the United States, is 900,000.
Oh, the biggest number.
I would have thought there had been more in that.
Yeah, honestly, because elevators are pretty common.
That's
nowadays.
Why I thought you were going to get that one right.
Man. Well, my mom says, if you don't know the answer, just try for the middle. So
that's what I do. Well,
yeah,
I'm a little sneakier than that.
That's true, yeah.
Well, 0-1, you still got time to turn it around this
yes.
week. So, anyway, we'll do that. Thanks to Oliver Burrows for joining me outside the bubble earlier. We'll be back tomorrow and from 8 till 10. And again, you got about 2 minutes to go right now. 2 minutes to go to text in Civic. in our Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. Civic, do it right now. You got about a minute and a half to do it to be part of the drawing for an hourly prize, a daily prize, and the grand prize as well. Ian, have a great rest of your Monday, and at least you don't have to walk into the rain now.
That's true. It is getting better out there. Happy Monday, everybody.
And stick around. Jane Mantanair, Mantanair on Air. She'll have a chance to win as well with the Scani Summer Text to Win contest as well. But we'll be back tomorrow. 8 till 10, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.